Ashley, why are you running in this election?
I always tell folks that I chose Alberta because I fell in love with an Albertan, which is how I found my way out here. But I also fell in love with the communities as I was getting to know him, from Spruce Grove to Sabre Beach to Wabamun and Drayton Valley and Parkland County. It's really beautiful riding, and it benefits from like a rich and diverse history and local businesses and community and economic potential. And at the end of the day, with everything going on, I couldn't sit on the sidelines. This is an incredibly important election, and it's probably the most important one in my lifetime. And I knew I had to put my hand up.
What are some of the main issues you're hearing from people in the riding?
Canadians, including here in Parkland, are worried about what's happening in the United States. They're worried about their jobs, and they're worried about the 51st state rhetoric and this trade war that we have suddenly found ourselves in. Folks are looking for a leader that was willing to stand up and fight for Canada. What I also can say is that I've had many conversations across the riding about the rapid pace of change that's occurring in places like Spruce Grove and Stoney Plain, and also across the county, including some of the hamlet. There's increasing need for better infrastructure, for more housing, and other pressures on services offered by local governments more and more because of the historic downloading. Folks are concerned about affordable housing and the opportunity for their family to stay within their community with good jobs. So while we're focused on tariffs, we're also focusing on what we control. In the case of housing, the Liberal plan is to build more Canadian homes and for the government to get back into the business of building. Weather the storm, we're proposing to get some money back into folks' pockets through the middle-class tax cut. And they've already seen some of that back through like the cancellation of the consumer carbon tax. I think that there is a deep understanding that this election shapes our economies, our futures, and our communities in a significant way. And everyone is trying to figure out what is best for their family and their community.
Excellent. That covers pretty much the values stuff. So I'll just kind of give you a last chance to, when voters enter the booth, why should they put a check mark beside your name?
Yeah, for sure. I've always seen the value in inclusive decision making at the table throughout my career. Having diverse voices, including women, including Indigenous folks, including racialized folks, but also including rural folks and their lived experiences at the table is incredibly important for policy and decisions to reflect the interests of all Canadians. Rural women raised me. And I've heard from mothers and grandmothers who are worried about the future of their kids and grandkids who have never voted Liberal before in this riding, but are willing to give us a chance as Canada is facing tough questions about our future. I know that this is a difficult decision for many individuals this time. And it's difficult because it's important. We need to be thinking not only about our well-being, but the well-being of women and girls in Canada, of our communities, of folks who are having a hard time and need some hope, for the futures for children and seniors in our country, and what kind of leadership do we want for this moment in Canada? It's hard and it's important. And I firmly believe that Mark Carney is the right leader for this moment to stand up to President Trump in the trade war. Thanks to those who reached out and are supporting me in this campaign. And for everyone else listening, I do hope that I will earn your vote on April 28th.